Our
Yes,
guest host
please.
is up here, and let me invite her in here so we can talk about these shows. Let's see.
There she is.
There we go.
Hello,
hi, ladies.
How are you today?
You know, I ain't pimp slap nobody, so I'm on my best behavior for now. You know how that goes.
Starting off, we'll be after a couple of sips.
Of course. Y'all been on y'all's best behavior today?
We trying.
That's negotiable.
Can
we talk about that?
That's all you can do is try now. That's all you can do is try.
That's how we do.
So, you guys, we got our special guest host in the building. You got me, Kay Bly. You got Desiree, Whore and Hooch. And I'm going to let our guest host introduce herself since she's popping in. Come on, girl. Tell them who you are. Tell them about yourself a little bit so we can get into these reviews.
Kendra Crump, a.k.a. HNIC, a.k.a. Rapping Jones, Baby Monica,
Wiley,
we all in a poly relationship together, a.k.a. One of the coolest and realest people y'all gonna meet, a.k.a. the procrastinator. The end. That's it from Atlanta.
And that's why we linked. Procrastinators unite.
And what you got sipping on before we get started? I got some sangria that I got a couple weeks ago for my birthday. So I decided to see what that tastes like. What you guys got?
We're going to have to get her some sangria. She just came from work. She got to be hydrated.
Yeah, I had to be hydrated. I'm sorry. I'm more of a Snoop Dogg person every blue moon than I am anybody who's a Cinco de Mayo person. Because that Cinco de Mayo, I always say like this, right? Would you like wake up after 4:20 and wake up after Cinco de Mayo? You gonna choose which one that you think is the best one to choose? Okay. So I
never even thought about it like that. She right.
Like, look, you see that? You see who that is? hey, wait, look, Snoop Dogg is up there, my little Snoop Dogg bucks. Where's that? They up there somewhere. Okay.
I can feel it. Everybody, you know, got their own thing they do. I am sipping, what we got? Oh, peach Moscato tea, y'all. If y'all ain't never put some Snapple peach tea, and sipped y'all a little Moscato in that thing, a little lemonade. Ooh. It's a punch I've been making for a couple years. Folks love it. I told you I was moving that.
You got a hidden punch that you ain't gave to us yet.
My bad, y'all.
You sneaking a punch that
We'll get that video coming out for y'all. We'll get that video coming out.
That's
what I'm saying. So, Miss Kendra, tell us a little bit about yourself. I know you are a comedian. She's local here in Atlanta. Where can we see you? When can we see you?
Wednesday nights. I always post on my actual page. Wednesday nights in the hood on the south side. So, you know, come at your own risk, but it's not too bad. We got security. It's late though. It'll be starting like 10 o'clock. I'm like, bro, when y'all gonna start earlier during the day, like 7 PM? Come on now, like I be tired. I'm tired. But yeah, y'all can see me. But I post everything on Tuesdays and everything else like that.
Okay.
I always post everything on Tuesday. So just check my page out and you'll find me. If you want to see me in real life, if you really want me to take you seriously, to all the men out there, because I got 95% male following, I need you to show up. I'm just saying, like, I'm not, what happened? So what you doing? Sir, I'm doing your wife, okay? That's what I'm doing. All right, go back to her. Quit sitting here and sending me messages knowing that you married.
Yeah. That's the downfall of these.
My baby mama live with me. Like, we just co-parenting.
You know she's staying in Atlanta for real. She didn't hurt all of it.
Speaking of the flaw men out here, let's get into you.
That's a great segue, right? A great segue.
Perfect segue.
Because
he wasn't flawed this season, y'all. I'm gonna give it to him. He was not flawed this season. He was super killer this season. Like saving the whole today this season. Like he was on it because love ruined it for me. She pissed me off all season long.
I mean, it's okay. It's supposed to they're supposed to be the bad guy, right?
Love say if you breathe over Joe, you can get it.
you have to. Was love your favorite character in the beginning?
No. Joe was always my favorite because I liked his crazy, but I felt like Love was going to ground him this season. And instead, she just fucked it all up. Like, you asked, let's go to the suburbs. Let's start over. What you did? Look what you did, girl. We
for
was
those
good.
Who are watching, we letting out spoilers because if you haven't seen it yet,
yeah, my bad.
I don't know what to tell you. Spoiler alert. What threw me was that all last season when she was talking about her deceased husband, well, she the reason he was deceased. What threw me?
Oh, yeah, the mama did put that cat out the bag. She sure did.
Threw
I forgot
me.
About that.
And that's when I was just like, why I didn't put this together last season? And it's like, Joe, run. She really, yeah. And you really was thinking all season two that Joe was going to be the run to corrupt her. And all this time, she had it in her to be the killer all this time. Like, it really almost made me want to go back and watch season two with the mindset that she killed that man, that she was like, oh, you know, I'm a widow. No, you're a widow because you killed that man.
But, you know, it was always suspect in season one. And then I feel like that's why she connected with him and was okay with him being that kind of crazy, because she knew deep down she was that kind of crazy.
Do you like that kind of crazy, or you don't want it that kind of crazy?
I'm good on that.
How crazy? His crazy with them, it was like a 10. How crazy do you like it? Mm-hmm. A 1? Like how do you honestly like it?
So I'm going to be honest with y'all. I'm old now. I'm in my 30s. Now, in my 20s, you could have gave me crazy, and I was okay with that. And I'm going to say at a level maybe 7, 8. My baby didn't know all about that.
That's a little close to 10. Okay, all right.
But these days, don't give me no crazy because I'm too old for that shit.
Do you have an alter ego that comes out once you see crazy, or you just run?
I probably do have a little bit of an alter ego that's going to get with you and then remember to reel myself back in, because, girl, we can't go to jail.
If you handle stuff the street way, you ain't got to go back, worry about going to jail. Ask about me.
About the street way, the ski mask way.
Come on now, let's just keep it real. You got a drink to that. I'm just saying, like, what's happening, folks, handling stuff the street way? Like, seriously, that what you call the police for? You deserve that beat down. Just keep it all the way real.
Chantless. So wait a minute. So how much crazy you going to take, Kendra?
I mean, I pimp slap folks on the regular. If you look at me wrong, I pimp slap you. I don't be caring, man. I don't be caring. So, yeah, go Joe. That's what I'm talking about.
Foolish.
Okay, so what? Now think about types of crazy. See, I'm with Joe. Joe is a Scorpio like me, so I'm going to just throw that out there.
Okay. Did he actually say that that's his zodiac sign, or are you just guessing that that's what his zodiac sign is?
Oh, no, I looked it up, boom. Actually, in real life, me and him are birthday twins. His in real life, the guy who plays him,
you're doing too much.
I was gonna say like, you know the character, is different. You know the character is different than the actual life person.
You walk around like these folks who was running up on Tyreek in public talking about why you do that to your daddy, girl. Don't be those people.
Me and Penn Bagley as birthday twins, that his birthday is November 1st, just like mine. So
happy belated birthday, sis.
Right. Happy birthday, boo.
Did you slide in his DM so y'all can go hang out?
Girl, she gonna spit out this sangria.
Then me and him and both would be dead.
Oh yeah, cause
no, you could have jumped on that. Him. You could have like let him hit that, you know, a little bit, hit a little bit of it.
We'll both be dead. But we gotta think about now. There's Joe and Love crazy, and then there's Sherry and Carrie crazy. Them two real crazy.
Sherry and Carrie.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, like, okay. What level of crazy?
Yeah,
I don't think they crazy. I just think they what's the word? They confused.
They're deranged. Is deranged a better word?
That works.
Okay. That sounds like a nicer word.
We'll go with deranged.
They judge people from behind closed doors, and they had this whole weird life going on, and then they just was fronting and put. I'm like, no, nah, y'all weird.
But let them tell it, everybody. The community was in on it.
Exactly, y'all the real ones. That's crazy. That now that y'all, you got Love and Joe crazy. Then you got Sherry and Carrie crazy. So I'm like, what kind of crazy are we talking here? Because they had like a low key, we ain't gonna tell everybody crazy, but we gonna act like we good people.
I think that was just freaks.
I think that's a weird kind of crazy, because they wanted people to think that they were good people.
I mean, but we all have that. I'm crazy. Let me tell y'all what type of crazy I am. Y'all ready? Uh-huh. Wait, put your drink down so before you won't spit out on the camera. Mm-hmm. Now you gotta buy a new camera. You're gonna be like, Kendra, it's an IOU. You owe me a new camera. And I'm like, please. Anyway, I'm the antagonistic type crazy. If you ask me a dumb question, I will sit here and antagonize you until you figure out why you thought that was a good question to ask me. That's the type of crazy I am. Okay?
Hey, crazy.
Oh, okay. That's what that is. Okay, because I'm just like, here's my favorite one. Oh, let me get a pick. And I'm like, you know what? Instead of leaving them on scene, because you know guys will sit here and keep having, because they're crazy in the sense of, I'm gonna keep asking her multiple questions as to why'd you leave me on scene. Da 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 da. That's a different type of crazy. Guess what I do? I sit back and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna antagonize them. Why do you feel like this? It's okay to ask me for a picture if you know what I look like? Oh, I want my own personal picture. Oh, now we're diving deep into it. I've reeled them in. So you don't respect women, do you? That's the type of person I am, man. I literally will be that person to sit here and antagonize them until they understand, wow, I think I should think better before just ask, don't know for certain things. That's what I am. I realize that's my toxic trait. But yeah, I'm a good person until you realize I'm crazy.
It ain't toxic, girl. It ain't toxic. It's real.
That's not toxic?
No.
Oh, okay, because, you know, typically, you know what people do? They just block people. No, I want you to understand as to why that you get rejected all the time. Okay, that's what I want you to understand. You know, that's
actually being helpful.
I am being helpful. Let me tell you what other type of crazy I am. I got to stop wanting people to die every time I get mad. So, yeah, I kill people off crazy. That's what I do. I plot a lot of people's death in my head, you know, but that's not good to do.
I stopped doing that a couple of years back. I have grown up. Because on the road, I'd be like ready to run a nigga off the road with my road rage because you cut me off in traffic.
No, I don't though, because people be like, they got like ARs and the ones that they show on, you know, their profile pictures. I feel like they carry that everywhere with them. So I don't do that.
Gotta reach in the glove compartment.
Yeah. I live with felons. Back to the story. or they live with me.
Okay, we gonna skip that. And wait a minute now. Okay, so we talking Netflix. So yes, you was a roller coaster this season. Shout out to my girl from Sabrina, playing the love interest of Joe this season. Tell me you knew that was her.
Oh, have y'all noticed all the black girls and you have not died?
You know what? Because they knew what time it was. They knew that all of us died against them. They knew that
last season he did hit up that black girl. You sure right. She knew better.
That's good. We need a drink to that.
Even the one from season one survived. He didn't kill the one that he was with in season one. He didn't kill the girl from Sabrina. Oh, even Sherry made it out alive. And I just knew her crazy ass was gonna die. Even Sherry made it survive.
How many times did you think that she was gonna die? Like when was that moment you really thought, real deal, you're about to die?
I thought she was finna die in the beginning when they was whooping each other's ass upstairs. I was like, oh, love finna get her.
I mean, well, she's got nine lives like a cat.
Yeah, I thought Sherry was going. When she kind of like was like bonded with her mom over, like, you know, because Love's mom had twins, and then Sherry was like, oh, me and my twins, and she was like getting too close to her mom. I thought that was gonna be enough for Love. And I thought that was going to be the moment that was going to be the end of Sherry. But she survived too. I'm like, look at all the black girls surviving Joe and Love. And that don't happen, because everybody that crossed their path don't make it, y'all.
They had a different plan, man. They probably behind the scenes was talking to God. you know, that we didn't see. You never know, man. You know they can't put everything in a like on a show and movie and stuff like that. You know they can't put everything. You got to use your imagination. So that's my imagination.
This is true. Okay,
wait a minute, but what do y'all think about Love assuming Joe is cheating on her? Assuming Joe is cheating on her, but then her cheating on Joe with Theo. But she cheating.
Well, that's her guilty conscience. That's all that is. That's all. You know what? People, when they start accusing, listen to this is real, not something that I realized a long time ago. When a person is accusing you with something, they already doing it. Okay? They already doing it. He was just whipped. Okay? That was a snapper he had on him. So that's why, you know, he ain't gonna sit here and question her.
And then not to mention, you know, the old folks say how you get them is how you lose them. So, you know, he was stalking you crazy as hell. You realize he was stalking somebody else, boo. And it's a given. He got to be doing something. Exactly. And he would. Because he smashed the neighbor.
He was stalking, you know, the girl.
Why'd you do the air quotes? What is your definition? What is
no stalk, baby. That ain't no stalk. He stalked.
He was like, you know, kind of getting a little obsessed with the neighbor. He ain't messed with her. He didn't. He backed off. But Love was just like, I feel like you might sleep with her eventually. So
When did you know it was kind of obsession? What was a clue that you can remember, like, or not the most remember, memorable?
He was at her house, like he was having all these thoughts. Like, I think that we might, because you know, Joe gets to talking to himself, and you know, I think she's flirting with me, and you know, I think we should probably be together. And he all at the girl house, and then all of a sudden he was like, oh yeah, I got a baby. I should probably not do this. Let me go home.
But you took that.
Can I play devil's advocate real quick?
Go ahead.
Play devil's advocate? I'm probably gonna be the most hated person in this live. Okay. They say the smartest people talk to themselves, okay, out loud and stuff. So he's smart. There it is. All right. I just want to let you know that. That don't mean that he's a little stalker. If you say, hey, you never know. Okay, you never know. Maybe it was in the plan for him to say that.
Listen. Maybe.
He walked us through, but he ain't really do. He ain't do. He backed away when he realized that he shouldn't do it, and Love was like, I don't care. I'm going to kill this girl anyway. Because he might revisit this and go back over there later.
Because she found draws. Once you find draws, it's over, bruh. You can't convince me otherwise. If I find a chick draws in my house, y'all need y'all ass whooped. Y'all. Both of y'all. Because that's where I'm at with that.
I mean, yeah, that is true to try to say, okay, you got somebody else draw. But she know Joe steal little stuff from people anyway, even if he don't do. Joe like to steal a little stuff from people.
Now you married, Kima, so you understand that married woman thought process. She said,
so nice to be married.
But she married to a stalker person.
I see you missed it, because Joe came home and smashed her like he hadn't touched her in months.
Did you feel it? Did you feel it through the screen? Did that make you a little cooter twitch?
Negative. Joe don't got nothing for me. But she was like, oh, this is what I've been missing. And then she found a draw. She put two and two together. Girl, he wasn't thinking about me. That's why when he had Sherry, he was like, bitch, who you thinking about? Because she knew Joe. She knew better.
You know, it could have been threes of crowd. They all could have had each other. How about that?
Mm-mm.
The more the merrier.
Love said pineapples.
She's too jealous.
It don't matter. He needs to hump that jealousy out of her.
She tried. It didn't work. She was still
okay.
Jealous.
It wasn't powerful enough. He didn't do his job, man.
Joe needs to practice.
He needs to practice. Tried. Yeah.
She tried. It wasn't right where it was supposed. She still like was you know. She was still too jealous. She was trying that. She was just like, oh, maybe we need to open up the marriage and, you know, try this.
I don't know why folks think that's the solution, but okay.
But she forgot she was crazy.
Yeah. So I'm gonna wrap this season up in a nutshell, because I'm gonna tell y'all I didn't like season two as much as I liked season one. Because season two was all over the place. Season one, Joe fought through all Joe thought through all his killings. There was a plan for a plan for a plan. Season two, Love was fucking shit up left and right, doing stupid shit, killing niggas at random. She made me mad. Joe had to play rescue the murderess all season long, and that was bothering me.
Who'd you guys have a crush on? Who'd you find was attractive? Which what would you say? Cause I'm, you know, that Matthew, little white chocolate now. You know, I think he's listening to us. So Matthew, hey.
She said, Matthew, hey. Matthew, come through.
Wait, oh, shoot. He's married. Never mind. No, is he married? I don't know if he's married. I don't know. I'm looking. I'd be ready to slide in everybody's DM if I can.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not married. He's doing his little common law thing, but he knows he wants this.
That don't count. We live in Georgia. That don't count.
But you know what I was going to say? I do definitely agree with you. I definitely agree. A lot of times with these shows, within the first season, I think that what they do is they pull all the stops out.
I was agreeing with what you were saying. The first season one
was good. Season two, you said it was all over the place and everything. No. You said season two was all over. So sometimes what happens is when these directors make these shows, they just kind of pull all the stops out. And they're like, hey, we're going to hit you with this. We're going to hit you with that. And then they don't have nothing for season two or season three. And it's like, guys, what was this?
Well, I think that season two of Lock and Key was better than the first one, though, honestly.
No. I feel like,
yes.
No, ma'am. Like
everything tied together, it made more sense to me. Because I feel like the first season of Lock and Key, I had to watch it a couple times because I was missing stuff.
That's what made it good. You had to pay attention. Okay, y'all, if y'all don't know, Lock and Key is also on Netflix. It is it's not really horror. Y'all know we typically do horror, but today we just giving you the best Netflix. It's more of a suspense, thriller.
Supernatural.
Supernatural is a good word. We still don't really know what the fuck going on, and we in season two. We got a little bit more backstory on this season, but we still looking like, but these are who? But no, I definitely like season one better because I like the discovery of season one. You found the keys. The storyline was straight. It was straightforward, but it had its little branches for everybody. I feel like season two, the acting got bad for whatever fucking reason. The acting got worse in season two.
I
liked
it. Season two had me up late, like 2:00 in the morning, like binge watching. It was good to me.
I didn't binge it, but the story ties
within season two. A backstory, if anybody that's just interested in Lock and Key, and if they see some kind of things in it that remind them of like other stuff, the guy who created Lock and Key is actually Stephen King's son. So that's why a lot of the elements of Lock and Key look like really familiar, and that's why. Because when I was watching season one of Lock and Key, I was like, this looks like something out of a Stephen King movie. And that's why, because his son created it. I think I like the fact that they showed us kind of like the origin of the Locke family, and gave us a bit of the backstory. So I liked season two because I feel like I understood more about what was happening, and I was like here in this one place with it. Especially with the one demon that was disguised as you know, the girl's boyfriend, and then the other demon that was the friend, and how they were literally just trying to infiltrate this to get into the family to get the rest of the keys.
I hated that boy the whole season. His acting was trash. I think he was over dramatic the whole season. He was over dramatic as hell. And then
finding out how sneaky he was, because every time they got together, he would just be like, "Hey girl, how you doing? But what's up with them keys though?" You know what I mean? It's just like he was like not even into her like that. He was just every time they got together, was just like, you know, what you doing? But what your family doing though? What's going on at your house? It's just like, can you be a little bit more, you know, covert with what you doing? Like, it's clear you trying to get to her house and to her family. Like, you're not even sneaky.
And she just wanted to be loved.
You're not even
sneaky. Let me ask you something. Are you, like, okay, with the overdramatic, are you the type of person to like fast forward through certain people's scenes because you just feel like, okay, they're gonna be just doing the most, or you're like, let me just give them a try?
I watch it all. I have to watch it all because I'm also the same person who will rewind some shit if I think I missed a clue, because I have to be there for the aha moment. I don't want to catch the aha moment later on and be like, damn, I missed that. So I watch it all the way through, which is what's so cringy about it, because I really want you to get off my screen with the stupid stuff. Like when
now,
he was mad.
I fast forward through stupid stuff though. If I feel I didn't with Lock and Key, but some movies I feel like if they doing like too, like if I feel like if you do, if it's a scene and all y'all doing is maybe just taking shots at the table, I'm like, get me to the action. Or if I feel like it's a scene and all y'all doing is just like, okay, let's talk to each other just so we can hook up, I'm like, I'm trying to get to the killing part.
No, because you're going to miss the context, clues, and the dialogue.
I was going to say, sometimes you just got to wait it out, sis. You got to wait it out. You don't want to just, like, rush it. Think of it like foreplay, okay? You having sex. You're like, oh, no, he like, licks out half a titty, and then it's like, you know, let's just do it. You're going to be upset. You got a real deal, just wait. Now, if you on a time constraint, then go ahead and lick half the titty, and then,
she just traumatized me. Why she gave me flashbacks of niggas that wasn't shit back in the day? I'm sorry, babe. But she just
traumatized me. Oh, it's a lot of them. And guess what? They still to this day will not ever admit to the fact that they were the reason why we got trauma, okay? It's a lot of y'all. All right, some of y'all jumped on this slide to watch us. I'm looking at you. Okay, you know who you are. Okay. Trash. Tragic, man.
Look, I didn't call you out. She did.
I want all the smoke. It's a lot of y'all
again,
who are not good at what
I'm
you
sorry,
do.
Babe. I'm sorry.
but listen, at least you got somebody now who knows what to do. They pull out all the stops and they don't sit here. They do everything. And then they still sit there and cuddle after you slut each other out. I love the cuddles after y'all slut each other out. Isn't that beautiful?
When you get them.
Yeah.
When you get them.
All right, moving on. I don't want you to chat this tonight.
But no, you season two, and not you, sorry, Lock and Key. My least likable scene in this whole last season was when that young man went to the house with the youngest brother and tried to play like, that's my playmate, let's hang out, let's do some shit. It was giving me very much pedophile vibes. I don't know why, but it was bothering the hell out of me.
Oh, when he went in there just to steal some, just to
to get some tea.
But what was funny was that he tried to play her family, the dead members of her family, but they knew he was full of shit.
They knew he
was full of shit, so they didn't give
the
him
ancestors know.
Exactly. The ancestors of her family knew that boy was full of shit
because
he was a really
because he could see the
and
thing.
They didn't give up no family secrets because he tried to go and get family secrets from the ancestors, and they was like, "Nah, boo," and told him some wrong shit that backfired.
Thank you.
And then he got mad at the ancestors. He got mad at that girl ancestors for protecting her.
And when he tried to go out there like he was going to do something to him, the man did.
But you know what? That's what I'm saying, man. Like, it's like people's out here starting crap and you getting upset when somebody reacts. Like, what you thought was going to happen? What you thought?
He was mad at the ancestors. Like, what? Like, what did you thought that they, like, if they already dead, you don't know that they don't know you a demon? Like, why are you getting mad? Why are you mad at them?
He thought he could. You know what? I'm gonna play devil's advocate. I'm playing devil's advocate again. Maybe he's done this before in the past. Okay, and it worked in the past. Like, yeah, I'm gonna get them. They ain't gonna got me. Type of stuff like that, right? It probably has worked in the past, and so he decided to say, I'm gonna try it again. Come on, now, why you think people be talking to you crazy? Because it's worked in the past with other people. Let's just keep it real.
Is that what it is? I thought I just got boo-booed fool on my forehead and folks be trying to try me.
No, it's because it's worked. Because no matter how many beat downs they had.
Exactly. Somebody reinforced it and they thought it could work again. And then when it didn't work, now they got an attitude. Her family played me. No, you played yourself. Thinking that ancestors can't tell who you are. You played yourself.
Come on now. Answers, listen, they know all now. Come on now.
Right. And am I the only one who thought that the little man, the little architect man that moved in town was a killer of some sort in the beginning? Like, I really felt like...
What are some things that you thought, like, maybe that he, you know, probably was?
He was just too, like...
He was too obsessed.
That to me is you know, mental illness vibes.
It's like when you first start, it's like if you like shut out, he shut out the lady he was dating, because he started dating the mom. He stopped paying attention to his daughter. He stopped paying attention to the students at the school. Mm-mm-mm. So you're all obsessed with what's going on in this damn history. With these other people's family, that you're not paying attention to your daughter and your girlfriend. All you're paying attention to is what's going on. And it was like, why? You see what I'm saying?
You know what?
Because it's like, why are you so obsessed with the history of this family? Like, what do you want?
You know what? Insert Mariah Carey. Why are you so obsessed with me? You know, that's where the song should come in. but no, I mean, you know what? Does therapy not exist in these type of shows? Can we like have, here's my thing, right? I like, when I'm watching a show, all right, I like to have realism. I like to have like, okay, you know, they went to the restroom and they actually washed their hands and stuff like that. They came out type thing. You woke up and you guys aren't the first thing. And when you wake up, you aren't in each other's face type of stuff. Why did he not go to therapy? Why didn't nobody suggest this? Like, you just went, you left the kid, the daughter, like, damn, you like, you know, something. Like, I didn't understand that part. Again, I look at the realism, like, where's the therapy? But then again, maybe he went to a therapist and probably killed her off. So I'm optimistic, playing devil's advocate again. You know, like, he's creepy. Come on now.
I didn't understand his, because I was still wondering, like, what
his agenda?
Exactly.
What's his purpose?
What was the purpose of your obsession with the family? Because, of course,
but you know what? Maybe I'm gonna play devil's advocate again. Can I play devil's advocate again?
Because they wanted always.
All right, so here's my devil's advocate. Maybe there was something within the family that he liked about them that he wanted within his own family upbringing. You know how some people envy certain things about you, certain characteristics, certain traits? He probably wanted that.
I just figured it's because his ancestors, like the portal. He needed to find the portal. He needed to find the portal.
What was he going to do with it?
He was related to the original dude, the soldier. You missed that whole storyline? That's the reason we got
the soldier on the other side.
You missed that whole storyline. That's why we kept seeing them old ass niggas. He was related to the
Did you have a crush on any of the old geezers? Did any of them, like, you know, two?
No ma'am.
not when they were flashing back to them old soldiers that looked like back in the Civil War racist soldiers back in the when it was like
Paul Revere, I'm telling you.
Soldiers.
The Boston Tea Party.
Maybe they had some money. You know, sometimes these old men got that pension plan check for you. Don't sleep on the old men, but I be sleeping on them every time they be wasting my time. After 2 days, they ain't gave me no money.
Foolishness. Girl, you gotta find you that one to be like, girl, I'm gonna spend my social security on you.
Okay, and I'm like, let me see some money up front. Oh, okay, cool. We're in there like swimwear.
The British general. Okay. They made
yeah.
That. Thank you.
Thank
okay.
you, whoever that was. Thank you.
Okay, I might have to go back and look at that because I was just so confused.
That was something we fast forwarded through. She fast forwarded, y'all. She fast forwarded.
But it's okay. It's okay. It happens.
I must have fast forwarded.
It's okay.
Okay. So our very last
segment.
Honorable mention here goes to not even honorable mention. This is my favorite out of everything we're talking about. But we were trying not to give y'all horror on this review, but we have to give y'all this Midnight Mass, y'all. If you did not
recommend it to everybody,
Midnight Mass, get on your Netflix and watch it now. But don't watch it at night if you're scary.
Don't listen to the spoiler. If you haven't watched Midnight Mass, don't listen to the spoiler. If you plan to watch it,
don't spoil it because they need to watch it.
Because I'm going to give you the spoilers on something. Because I had to tell some of my friends that was like, oh, I watched episode 1 and 2 and I didn't like it. I said, go back and watch episode 3 because they're going to set you up for a reveal. and then come back and thank me later.
My cup empty, y'all. I'm sorry. Everybody.
I say, come back and thank me later after you get to episode 3. Because the show is kind of, it sets you up to thinking that it's something that it's not. Because the first 2 episodes, I almost stopped watching it too. Because it seems like it's some kind of a drama. It's set in like this old town. Like it's like, it's a bunch of white people. It looks like just a little small town with a whole bunch of white people on like this little island. And they like a bunch of like religious, you know, people. You don't really know what's happening. It looks like a drama. But by episode 3, the whole trajectory of the show goes like this. And you're like, is this a demon? Is this a vampire? What am I watching? And you have no idea what you're looking at after that. Because the whole shape of the show changes after episode 3. But see, that you have to wait until they set you up. And you know what? I think that most people can't wait for that because people just have too much ADHD or ADD and they can't pay attention.
And they fast forward. I want to do that.
They want the show to give you everything in the first 30 minutes to the 15 minutes in episode 1. And if they don't have it in episode 1 in the first 30 minutes, they're like, I don't like it. I don't get it.
I loved it. I'm not going to give y'all no spoilers.
They made you wait to episode 3.
I like people like you who don't do that. You ain't that typical black person just ruining stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, come on, now, let me catch up. Because
this is the one they need to watch. After everything we just talked about, I know they watched you. I know they watched Lock and Key, but they didn't watch Midnight Mass, and you need to go watch it, okay?
Because y'all stopped on episode 2, that's why. You cut it on, and then you stopped on episode 2. It was like, I don't know, it's boring. I don't know what's happening. I promise you, by episode 3, when they give you the reveal,
on the edge,
you gonna come back. Come on back to Whore and Hooch Facebook group, and thank us for going back and rewatching it because you gonna be shook at what happened.
Let me ask y'all some, because I'll be watching like cartoons after like this stuff. Do y'all be watching cartoons?
You gotta finish it off with a little bit of Steven Universe.
One of my line sisters do that. I ain't gonna let me put you out there, Erica. One of my line sisters, she used to do that back in the day. Like if we watched something real horror at night, she would have to go back and watch like Family Guy or Robot Chicken afterwards.
I need someone with some loving vibes. I gotta watch me some Steven Universe so I can feel all warm and fuzzy and sad.
She would have to go back and watch some Cartoon Network, some Adult Swim cartoons to like pick her mood back up. She's like, I can't go to bed with this being the last thing on my mind.
Yeah. I don't know. Y'all must not like y'all. Are y'all immune to nightmares?
For the most part. But I've been watching horror since I was like 5.
Oh, wow. So you didn't go to Hallelujah night. You went to just Halloween.
No, I went to Hallelujah night after I watched the Halloween movies all day, and my grandma would say, just demonic, just, oh, that's so morbid.
Oh, but grandma didn't smack it out, smack the remote out your head? What's the grandma did you have?
You know what? She beat my ass, but not for that. Not for that. No, she just rolled her eyes at that. Because I couldn't do it at her.
And my older sister had me watching horror movies. I was like 6-7 years old, I'm up here watching freaking Tales from the Crypt, Jason, Michael Myers, Chucky, and I'm like,
can you say Candyman's name in the mirror file?
Negative. We don't do that, girl. This is the only time you're gonna say that.
It's not that bad. You know nothing's gonna happen, right?
I don't say his name, but there's not no mirror because I know it's something in here reflective. So I don't say that man's name.
It's not that bad, man.
We don't even play with
say his name.
That's the with the bees.
We watched the new movie. We're not gonna do that.
Have y'all ever had demonic attacks on y'all?
I'm not gonna say I had no demonic attacks.
Crystal up.
Oh, okay.
I done had a witch ride. What the old folks say when the witch be riding your chest, but then I found out it's called sleep paralysis. But whatever.
I keep my crystals around, my chakra bracelets. No ma'am.
Okay. I've had three demonic attacks on me, so
I have sage over
here. Hey girl, we got a whole nother episode. When you coming back?
Exactly. You need me to burn some sage?
I mean, I've had the FBI show up in my house. My life has been crazy. So,
girl, you wouldn't need me to come over there with some sage, girl.
No, I got. Listen. You see this? I got the Bible.
She got the Bible. Okay. She gonna pray it away.
Oh yes, it's and okay. I keep prayers hung up. My mom actually bought me some prayers, and they're in my sorority colors. So they're like blue and gold prayers. That I have like frames to hang up.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's not. Listen, oh, yes, man, when you live life long enough, you're gonna have some stuff happen to you. I mean, it's okay.
Oh no, that's why I keep my house protected all around. I keep the prayers up. I keep my sage. And I keep my crystal. The fortified.
That last demon tried to kill me though. I was like,
don't come up in here.
Get off my chest.
You don't come up in here with that. No, ma'am.
You know
not after midnight.
Well, no, I'll tell you guys quickly before
midnight mass.
No. I'll tell you guys quickly what happened before I had to jump off to my next podcast. Let me tell y'all quickly the three different times what happened. Okay.
Mm.
Quickly. So I remember, you know, incubus and succubus, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
So I remember this particular day. It was like a Thursday morning. Had to be like 10:30, 11. I used to house hop a lot, man. I'd be migrating like homeless people. But this particular home I was staying at, I remember, like, you know how you can have blinds that really like block out the sunlight, so you can really, like, you don't know what time it is really until you actually check your phone. But I remember, I just felt something on my hot spot, my neck. It was right here, my right side neck, right. And I'm laying there, I'm like, ooh, this feels good. And I'm thinking, nobody's in this room. And I said, I had to yell Jesus, and it went away. But man, it felt good though. So the person who one of the people who was in this home I was staying in, he told me to go outside and like it zaps your like energy. Go stand in the sunlight. So I actually stood in the sunlight, and I think I got my energy back. I don't know. The second time, I remember it was like around the same time, Thursday at 10:00 in the morning or whatever. I just heard this demon woman screaming in my ear, and I'm like, bro, like, what do you go away? I had to scream Jesus again, right? The third time I actually had, I was laying down taking a nap. Now I got a cat, the one that flies. Let me show you my cat. Hold on one second. Hold on. There she is.
Cats are demonic too sometimes.
Okay. So yeah, there's my cat. Y'all saw the cat. She's taking a nap. Not really. So let me tell y'all what happened. One day, you know, I'm laying down on the couch, and the cat, you know, she likes to lay on my legs. So she was at the very bottom of my legs. And, I felt, as I'm about to take a nap, I felt something just jump on me, and it's on my chest, caving in on my chest. And it's like, I heard it say, like, you're dying. You're about to die. And I had to yell Jesus, and it went away. And I ain't had no...
Psalm 91.
I ain't had no attacks since then, man. Psalm 91. I like actually telling people this story without people thinking that I'm crazy or I made this type of stuff up. I didn't make this up. Why would I make this up? Now, the FBI should... I'm going to tell y'all why the FBI showed up at my house. Because I wrote a terrorist.
Oh, I did that in middle school. You can't do that.
Why didn't you tell me not to do that? I wouldn't. I'm on the watch list now. I think permanently.
I could have told you that in middle school, girl. You should have called me.
Yeah, okay. Mark in your Bible, Psalm 91.
What happened? Psalm 91. Oh, Psalm 91. Yeah, I can see that.
Psalm 91. Mark that page. Mark that scripture in your Bible. That sets up protection in your house. Say that out loud. Read that scripture out loud in your house.
No, of course.
Now I got to go pick up my Black Jesus Bible and find
I'm gonna tell you why I wrote a terrorist. I'm gonna tell you why. This was recently though. I'm gonna tell you why. The reason being was because I had this thought in my head. You know how we all have certain thoughts that come in our heads to like a new idea that we can do. And if we don't act upon it, then God will give that idea to somebody else. And you look ahead six or 7 months later or a couple years later, you're like, oh, that's my idea on that billboard. But we had missed the mark in a sense. And so what ended up happening was I had a recurring thought. I said, Kendra, I'm an interviewer as well. Write notable famous inmates. That way you can get an interview. If you get an interview with them, then your career is going to skyrocket because they ain't doing nothing. They just chilling. because these regular celebrities are not responding back to my DMs. Okay? So I was Googling people. I was trying to find Big Meech, couldn't find his information. The Menendez brothers, couldn't find the information.
No.
Suge Knight, I found his information. Suge, if you listening, you need to respond back to my email I sent you three weeks ago.
No, he don't.
I'm trying to hump on that. Back to the story.
No, you don't.
Suge Knight, Larry Hoover, Chief Malik, aka Jeff Fort, if you're familiar with the Black Peace Stones gang in Chicago. But the person who I wrote that actually got me to had the FBI show up in my house was Zacharias Musari, the guy who orchestrated the 9/11. But if you are woke like I am, it was an inside job. And on top of that, Osama bin Laden or Saddam Hussein, why is he the only one who got killed but not this guy? That's what I don't understand. If he's deemed as dangerous, why did y'all not kill him off?
They pulled up on you?
They did. They wanted to just make sure I wasn't down with 9/11. And I'm like, you guys are the ones who like to kill people off for a reason. Why do you care if somebody's down?
They pulled up on you. Oh, my goodness.
I'm off the grid for a reason. Nobody knows where I live. So I'm trying. I was like, it was too white. I said, it's the man. But let me tell you the positive side. I made the man laugh. I made them all laugh. And they said, you got a great career. But I said, well, can y'all call him up? They said, no, he's dangerous. We're scared of him. I'm like, you're scared of somebody you put in jail? I asked them if they can take me to the underworld. They said, we don't know nothing about that. I said, where's my father? Oh, we don't know. I said, where's Eric? Can you take me to Area 51? Oh, we can't go there. I said, what are y'all good for? Can y'all take down my student loans?
Not Area 51 and get student loans.
they can't take a speeding ticket.
Why you here? Give me something.
They just want to make sure I wasn't down with them. I said, no, I was just going to interview him. I just want to know who were you before the, you know, all of the controversy. And it made great sense, right? Because I thought this really came from God. Because, you know, we're taught for all the ones who went to church or whatever, we're taught that, you know, the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I kept trying to figure out, right, if we're supposed to be afraid of the devil, why was God killing off a lot of people in the Old Testament? And then on top of that, did God hear Sierra's prayer but not the slaves? That's it. But no, I want everybody to please don't write terrorists, because I'm on their watch list forever.
Lesson learned. Do not interview. If you want to interview a terrorist, do not write them, because the FBI will pull up on
They're you. Never going. They told me that they're never going to receive the letter, and I'm like, so you take off El Chapo's information off the web, but you can't take this man's information off. They're like, we don't know why it's up there. You took R. Kelly's videos off, but you can't take this man's information off. You know what's so crazy? It goes to show you can write a mass murderer, you can write a pedophile, and you can write like a person who robs people for a living. But if you write a terrorist, it's an issue.
And you wanted to interview? Wow. Okay.
Interview anybody.
That's not the way to do it, guys. The FBI will pull up to you.
I was gonna write Brian Nichols to let him know, because of him I couldn't go outside for recess one day. I wanted to let him know that, but you know, I don't know his information either. But I think I gotta go to the next podcast. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining. Well, you know what? I learned something new today. This is very informative. Thank you, Kendra. We had so much fun.
I touched crack 2 weeks ago. It was spooky. It was broad daylight. I'm like, ooh, I'm touching crack. It was cool, man. And I was paranoid.
You know what? We're going to continue that story the next time. You're going to come back and join us as a guest host again, because you are something else.
You can come on my podcast anytime that you want. We'll talk after this is over, and you can come on. Mine is Friday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So you come on, and it's like a panel of other people. We all crazy, and I'm the one who's nutty.
Let us, you know, we'll be there. Me and Desiree will be there.
Anytime. Yeah, you guys can be. Y'all can be naked, because it's audio only.
Anytime you need better off for us, we don't have to do nothing to this hair, but better for us. Thank you so much for joining us, and we would love to have you again. This was so much fun, and thank you so much for this, and we will let you go. Thank you audience for joining us with our special guest host. Thank you, Kendra, for being here and doing our Netflix reviews. Thank you guys, and we will see you guys again.
You're not gonna say about my hair. My hair is talking to you. My locks are talking to you, man.
I see, and so my natural twist out is.
You know, wait, hold on. Last thing, this is how you know when guys be like swinging their penis. This is what they be doing.
You know what? This is why we got to let her go. This, you know, you don't need no drink. We're not even gonna give her. You don't get drink. No drink for you.